რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
14 საათია თბილისის დროით. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელსაც რადიო თავისუფლების პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობალი კლიკაძე გაგაცნობთ. თავდაპირველად მოკლედ დღის უმთავრეს ახალ ამბებზე. თურქეთმა გავცელა აუდიო ჩანაწერი, რომელზეც ისმის თუ როგორ აფრთხილებდნენ თურქი მფრინავები რუს პილოტებს შეეცვალათ კურსი. ბარაკ ობამა აცხადებს, რომ ყველაფერს გააკეთებს შეერთებული შტატები ტერაქტების ასაკვეთად. თბილისში მიმდინარეობს ევროკავშირის აღმოსავლეთის პარტნიორობის არაფორმალური დიალოგის მეექვსე შეხვედრა. თურქეთის სამხედრო უწყებამ გაავრცელა აუდიო ჩანაწერი თურქეთის იმ სამხედრო თვითმფრინავის ეკიპაჟისაგან, რომლებიც აფრთხილებდნენ რუსულ Su-24-ის მფრინავებს, რათა შეეცვალათ კურსი და დაეტოვებინათ თურქეთის საჰაერო სივრცე. სასწრაფოდ დატოვეთ მიმართულება სამხრეთიდან და გადით ისმის ინგლისურ ენაზე გაკეთებულ ჩანაწერზე, თუმცა რუსული Su-24-ის გადარჩენილმა ფრინავმა დმიტრი მიტროხინმა განაცხადა, რომ მათ არც რადიოკავშირის საშუალებით და არც ვიზუალურად არანაირი შეტყობინება არ მიუღიათ. თურქეთის მედია აუცილებს ინფორმაციას, რომ რუსეთის ავიაციამ სირიის ტერიტორიაზე თურქეთის საზღვიდან 5 კილომეტრში თურქეთის ჰუმანიტარული კოლონა დაბომბა. აღნიშნული კოლონა სირიელ ტურისტებს ჰუმანიტარულ ტვირთს სირიის ქალაქ აზაშში აწვდიდა. არსებული ინფორმაციით, ავიადარტყმების შედეგად განადგურებულია რამდენიმე სატვირთო მანქანა. მსხვერპლის შესახებ სხვადასხვა ინფორმაცია ვრცელდება. ამასთან რუსულ მხარეს კომენტარი არ გაუკეთებია და არც მომხდარი დაუდასტურებია. შეერთებული შტატები ყველაფერს გააკეთებს ტერაქტიკს აღსაკვეთად, როგორც ამერიკაში, ისე მის საზღვრებს გარეთ და გააგრძელებს ბრძოლას რადიკალურ ისლამურ სახელმწიფოსთან ერაყსა და სირიაში, ვიდრე ის თლიანად არ განადგურდება. ამის შესახებ შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტმა ბარაკ ობამამ თეთრსახლში ეროვნული უსაფრთხოების საბჭოსთან კონსულტაციების შემდეგ განაცხადა. მისივე თქმით, ამერიკის სპეცსამსახურები არფლობენ რაიმე სახის მონაცემს ამერიკის ტერიტორიაზე მოსალოდნელ ტერაქტებთან დაკავშირებით. შეერთებული შტატების გამოძიება, რომელიც ჩატარდა ოქტომბერში ავღანეთში საავადმყოფოს დაბომბვის მიზეზების დასადგენად, მივიდა დასკვნამდე, რომ ინციდენტის თავიდან აცილება შესაძლებელი იყო და ის ადამიანის შესტომამ გამოიწვია. ავღანეთში ქალაქ კუნდუში წელს 3 ოქტომბერს დაიბომბა საფრანგეთის საქველმოქმედო ორგანიზაციის ექიმები უსაზღვრებოდ საავადმყოფო, რის შედეგადაც დაიღუპა სულ ცოტა 30 ადამიანი. ახლების გამოშვება საქართველოდან მიღებული ცნობებით განვაგრძობთ. თბილისში მიმდინარეობს ევროკავშირის აღმოსავლეთის პარტნიორობის არაფორმალური დიალოგის მეექვსე შეხვედრა. საქართველოს საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტროს ინფორმაციით, საგარეო პოლიტიკის საკითხების განხილვის გარდა შეხვედრა ითვალისწინებს სექტორულ დიალოგს ჯანდაცვის საკითხებზე. შეხვედრაში მონაწილეობენ აღმოსავლეთის პარტნიორობის მონაწილე ქვეყნების საგარეო საქმეთა და ჯანდაცვის სამინისტროების ხელმძღვანელები, კერძოდ ევროკომისარი სამეზობლო პოლიტიკისა და გაფართოების საკითხებში იოჰანეს ჰანი, საგარეო საქმეთა ევროპული სამსახურის გენერალი დივნის მოადგილე ჰელგა შმიტი და ევროკომისარი ჯანდაცვისა და სურსათის უნებლობის საკითხებში ვიტენის ანდრიუ გაიტისი. საქართველოს პარლამენტში მიმდინარეობს მთავარი პროკურორობის კანდიდატის ირაკლი შოთაძის მოსმენა. შოთაძე აცხადებს, რომ თუ მას პროკურორად აირჩევენ, მომდევნო 6 წლის განმავლობაში პროკურატურა გახდება გაცილებით უფრო გამჭვირვალე, დამოუკიდებელი და განვითარებული სტრუქტურა. ირაკლი შოთაძემ იურიდიულ საკითხთა და ადამიანის უფლებათა დაცვის საპარლამენტო კომიტეტის გაერთიანებულ სტომაზე გამოსვლისას განაცხადა აღნიშნული. მთავარი პროკურატურის პოსტზე ირაკლი შოთაძის კანდიდატურის წარდგენა ქუთაისში პარლამენტის შენობასთან კი გააპროტესტეს ოპოზიციური პარტია ნაციონალური მოძრაობის ადგილობრივი ორგანიზაციისა და მოძრაობა თავისუფალი ზონის წევრებმა. მათი შეფასებით, ირაკლი შოთაძე ერთი კონკრეტული ადამიანის, ყოფილი პრემიერ-მინისტრის ბიძინა ივანიშვილის ინტერესებს ემსახურება. აქციის მონაწილეთა განცხადებით, პროკურატურაში შოთაძის მუშაობის პერიოდში გამოუცებელია ბევრი მნიშვნელოვანი საქმე. თქვენ მოისმინეთ რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობალი კლიკაძემ გაგაცანეთ. ჩვენ ახალი ამბის მორიგი გამოშვებით, ზუსტად 1 საათში შევხვდებით ერთმანეთს. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the home of the hits. I'm Ray McDonald on VOA 1, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending November 28th, 2015. Happy birthday, Tina Turner. The 1991 Rock Hall of Fame inductee turns 76 years old Thursday. Also celebrating birthdays this week are Youngblood singer Jesse Colin Young, 74, Sunday. Little Steven Van Zandt of the E Street Band, 65, Sunday. Singer-songwriter Bruce Hornsby, 61, Monday. Miley Cyrus, 23, Monday. Singer Amy Grant, 55, Wednesday. Rapper Eric Sermon, 47, Wednesday. Bassist John McVie of Fleetwood Mac, 70, Thursday. Natasha Bedingfield, 34, Thursday. Rapper Twista, 43, Friday. Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr., 86, Saturday. Singer-songwriter Randy Newman, 72, Saturday. And singer Trey Songz, 31, Saturday. I have one new single, five album debuts, and one album re-entry for you this week. Ex-Ambassadors exits the hit list, while Chris Stapleton introduces himself in 20th place. Chris is enjoying an incredible ride atop the charts. We'll get to know him after Tennessee Whiskey.
You're as sweet Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Country singer Chris Stapleton jumps three slots to number 20 with Tennessee Whiskey. David Allan Coe and George Jones both had hits with this song in the early 1980s. Chris has been building his career for 14 years. On November 4th, he was a multiple winner at the Country Music Association Awards, and he sang Tennessee Whiskey with Justin Timberlake. Since then, the song and his album Traveler have become multi-format smashes. Jumping three slots to number 15, we have Ellie Goulding with On My Mind. It's probably not a good idea to step into a boxing ring with Ellie. Hold on for details. Golden kicks it up three slots to 15th place with On My Mind. Or maybe we should say she punches it up. Ellie tells Rolling Stone that she's scarily good at boxing and may start sparring soon. Ellie's been doing it for a couple of years. Also jumping three slots is Selena Gomez in 14th place with Same Old Love. On Sunday night, Selena was spotted hanging out backstage at the American Music Awards with her sometime boyfriend, Justin Bieber.
Take away your things and go. You can't take back what you said. I know I've heard it all before at least a million times. I'm not one to forget, you know. I don't believe it. You left in peace, left me in pieces.
rebounds, two slots to number 12 with Can't Feel My Face. This week, Rihanna announced the dates and special guests for her 2016 world tour. The Weeknd and Big Sean will do the honors in Europe, while rapper Travis Scott opens for Rihanna here in North America. That tour kicks off February 26th in San Diego. Alicia Cara has a tour of her own in the works. I'll have details after here.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested. No, I'm not listening. No, I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can go back, please enjoy your party. I'll be here somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hopping. I can hardly hear over this music I don't listen to, and I don't want to get with you. So tell my friends that I'll be over here. With this, an antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this, and I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me, but honestly I'd rather be somewhere with my people. We can kick it and just listen to some music with the message like we usually do, and we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. Oh, tell them I'll be here right next to the boy who's throwing up cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here. It's later, some girls talking about a hater, she ain't got none. How did it ever come to this? I should've never come to this. So holler at me, I'll be in the club when you're done. I'm standoffish, no one with your offering. And I'm done talking, awfully sad it had to be that way. So tell my people when they're ready that I'm ready. And I'm standing by the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
Alicia Cara is making short work of the top 20 as Here jumps two slots to number 11. The Canadian teen embarks upon her first headlining tour on January 15th in Montreal, and she finishes in Edmonton on April 1st. So here we are knocking at the top 10 door. Who will answer? You're going to find out in just a moment as our countdown continues in the home of the hits, the VOA 1 Network.
Some people want me to be heads or tails. I say no way, try again another day. I should be happy, not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away. I'm no fool now, I'm not a follower. I don't say things as they come, if they bring me down. You know you like it, but you're scared of the shame. What you want, what you gonna do? You know
keep your eye on my every move. There's no need to be so damn cruel. Baby, you got nothing to prove. I'm a fool now, I'm not a follower. I don't say things as they can if they bring me down. I can be cruel if you're a dreamer. I just wanna have some fun. Don't tell me what could be done. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane.
McDonald here in the home of the hits, VOA1, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums here in the United States for the week ending November 28th, 2015. This week in 1966, the Beatles began recording their album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It took 4 months and $75,000. This week in 1976, the band played its final show in San Francisco. The performance appeared in the movie The Last Waltz. This week in 1984, some of the UK's top pop talent recorded the charity single, Do They Know It's Christmas? And this week in 1997, INXS leader Michael Hutchence was found dead in a Sydney, Australia hotel room. He was 37. I have one new single and five album debuts for you this week. Let's resume the music in 10th place, where L. King jumps two slots with X's and O's. L just turned up on a major U.S. TV show. Hold on for more. That's L. King with a song I just love, X's and O's. It rises two slots to number 10. On Tuesday, L. performed the song on the season finale of Dancing with the Stars. Now, let's look at the week's news highlights. The touring drummer for Eagles of Death Metal says he wants to conclude the concert cut short by the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris. Julian Doreo took to Instagram to post a statement honoring those who gave their lives when their venue, the Bataclan Theater, was attacked by gunmen. He added, "I'm counting down the days until I get to finish that concert." Adele made chart history this week when her latest album, 25, beat NSYNC for the most first-week sales. Through its first 5 days, 25 sold more than 2.4 million copies. 15 years ago, NSYNC took an entire week to reach that figure with its No Strings Attached album. On Tuesday, former NSYNC members Lance Bass, J.C. Chazet, and Joey Fatone congratulated Adele on her achievement. Her album is the fastest-selling release since Billboard instituted the SoundScan system of sales computation in 1991. Now let's return to counting down the hits. Meghan Trainor raised a few eyebrows Sunday at the American Music Awards. I'll tell you more after Like I'm Gonna Lose You.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe, any chance that I get. I'll make the most of the minutes and love with no regret. Let's take our time to say what we want. Tomorrow, so I'm gonna love.
Meghan Trainor and John Legend kick it up a notch to number 9 with Like I'm Gonna Lose You. On Sunday, Meghan shared a passionate on-camera kiss with her duet partner Charlie Puth as they sang Marvin Gaye on the American Music Awards telecast. Charlie says it was all for dramatic effect, and they're just good friends. Rebounding 2 slots to number 7, it's Fetty Wap and Remy Boys, 679.
Look, baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my trues for some robbers. You playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob him. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
I'm like, yeah, she's mine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past, I praise, rewind. Let's see that ass one more time. I got this soda. Money or it's me. I smoke 20, smell the weed. I got honeys in my V. They like Monty, can you be my baby daddy? I'm like, yeah. I got robins on my jeans. You see the wings on every pair. All you see is Remy boys. You know mine is everywhere. And if somebody got a problem, we could meet up anywhere. Now go say some. Don't you play dumb. You know where we came from. And you don't want sauce, no A1.
I'm like, yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past, I praise, rewind. And see that ass one more time. And I got this soda.
Yeah, she fine, made me wanna make a mind. She ain't nothing like them bimbos. If you like it, we could swerve. We could light and stain the purple and pluck it out the window. We could play and press rewind. Got her singing every time. Take a high note for me, girlfriend. Got my city looking rude. I ain't Diddy, I ain't Loon, but I think I need a girlfriend. She feeling great as I'm talking to her. She a Remy girl, so I'm gon' pursue her. I brought a lot of loud, lot of Rem to sip on. $1,000 when I get my tip on. I'm off her. Asked her if a fatty real, she said I saw her. Got her with a happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Got her with a happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Oh my.
I press rewind to see that ass one more time. And I got the soda. Ruby boys, they know us. All that money don't stop us. No one can control us.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in. I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch.
Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own.
Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come out. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches.
Needle and the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle and the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle and the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle and the thread, gonna wind up dead.
Shawn Mendes is on the upswing this week as Stitches recovers a slot to number 5. Last Friday, Shawn re-released his handwritten album. The new set, Handwritten Revisited, features 4 new songs and 5 live tracks recorded in August at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. Up a slot to 3rd place goes Justin Bieber, who also rings up a jackpot on the album chart. I'll tell you more after Sorry.
Try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time. Can someone call a referee? 'Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem, oh redeem all myself tonight. 'Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Trying to get you back on me.
Justin Bieber gains a notch in third place with Sorry. His Purpose album beat One Direction to the summit of the Billboard Pop Album Chart, selling 649,000 equivalent album units in its first week of release. This week's reigning album is on the way, but first, let's recap the top 20 pop singles. Chris Stapleton jumps three slots to 20th place with Tennessee Whiskey. Major Lazer, DJ Snake, and Moe retreat three slots to 19th place with Lean On. Salento also drops three slots to number 18 with Watch Me. R-City and Adam Levine fall six positions to 17th place with Locked Away. Drake and Future hold at number 16 with Jumpman. Ellie Goulding rises three notches to 15th place with On My Mind. Selena Gomez also surges three slots to number 14 with Same Old Love. Ariana Grande trips up six slots in 13th place with Focus. The Weeknd rebounds two positions to number 12 with Can't Feel My Face. Alicia Cara rises two notches to number 11 with Here. Elle King also jumps two slots to 10th place with X's and O's. Meghan Trainor and John Legend jump a slot to number 9 with Like I'm Gonna Lose You. Taylor Swift holds in 8th place with Wildest Dreams. Fetty Wap and Remy Boys rebound two slots to 7th place with 679. Justin Bieber steps back a slot to 6th place with What Do You Mean? Shawn Mendes takes over 5th place with Stitches. The Weeknd dips a notch to number 4 with The Hills. Justin Bieber strolls into 3rd place with Sorry. Drake holds in the runner-up slot with Hotline Bling, while Adele is queen of the countdown for week number 3 with Hello.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So to
Adele rules the Hot 100 for week number 3 with Hello, and just wait until her 25 album hits the chart. That's yet to come. Here and now, I have 5 album debuts for you. Meghan Trainor holds at 20 with Tidal. Pentatonix shoots from 40th to 19th place with That's Christmas to Me. Selena Gomez falls 3 slots to 18th place with Revival. Thomas Rhett weakens a slot to number 17 with Tangled Up. Old Dominion debuts at number 16 with Meat and Candy. Sam Hunt dips 3 notches to 15th place with Montevallo. Taylor Swift retreats 3 slots to 14th place with 1989. Little Mix starts out at number 13 with Get Weird. Drake and Future fall 3 slots to 12th place with What a Time to Be Alive. Sam Smith is back. He powers from 43rd to 11th place with In the Lonely Hour. Sarah Bareilles debuts at number 10 with What's Inside, Songs from Waitress. Carrie Underwood loses 7 slots in 9th place with Storyteller. Fetty Wap dips 2 notches to 8th place. Now 56 loses 3 slots in 7th place. The Beatles re-enter the album chart at number 6 with their greatest hits collection, 1. Tim McGraw debuts in 5th place with Damn Country Music. The Weeknd rebounds a notch to 4th place with Beauty Behind the Madness. Ellie Goulding starts out in 3rd place with Delirium. Eric Church steps up a slot to 2nd place with Mr. Misunderstood, while fellow country star Chris Stapleton spends a 2nd week at number 1 with Traveler. So that's going to do it for now, but I will be back next week with more chart action. I'm Ray McDonald, rocking your countdown worldwide in the home of the hits, the VOA 1 Network.
Radio თავისუფლება უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადავო საკითხებზე.
ეს იგი როზა ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამომრჩეველთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ გვინდა საქართველოს აბავშიროთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება ობიექტური მაუწყებლობის 60-წლიანი ტრადიცია.